This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A huge explosion rocked Gaza on Friday. Israel says it must wipe out the U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militant group after its attack on Israel 2 months ago and is doing everything possible to get civilians out of harm's way, including warnings about military operations. More than 17,170 Palestinians have been killed and 46,000 wounded, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, since October 7th, when Israel began bombarding Gaza in response to a cross-border rampage by Iran-backed Hamas militants who control the enclave. The Hamas attack killed 1,200 people, with 240 taken hostage, according to Israel's tally. U.S. and Iraqi officials say a rocket attack at the sprawling U.S. embassy in Baghdad has caused minor material damage but no casualties. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An Iraqi security official says 14 Katyusha rockets were fired on Friday, of which some struck near one of the embassy's gates while others fell in the river. A U.S. military official says rockets hit the vicinity of Union 3 that houses offices of the U.S.-led coalition. Iran backed militias in Iraq have claimed responsibility for dozens of attacks that have targeted bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria since the Israel-Hamas war began 2 months ago. The embassy is in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone, which houses Iraqi government buildings and embassies as well. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vladimir Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia for another 6 years. State media say he has announced his candidacy in the 2024 presidential election, which he is all but certain to win. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, is facing new criminal charges for allegedly failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes while spending millions on a lavish lifestyle. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The document said Biden earned handsomely during this time, serving on the boards of a Ukrainian industrial conglomerate and a Chinese private equity fund, among other roles. But instead of paying taxes, he, quote, spent this money on drugs, escorts and girlfriends, luxury hotels and rental properties, exotic cars, clothing and other items of a personal nature. The indictments push the country towards an unprecedented spectacle next year. The son of a sitting president facing criminal charges while his father campaigns for re-election, likely against Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, who faces at least 3 upcoming criminal trials of his own.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. The United Nations Climate Conference is opening its final week, with negotiators expected to zoom in on the future of fossil fuels on a dangerously warming planet. After a rest day Thursday, negotiators on Friday were working on finalizing a key document called the Global Stocktake. It evaluates the world's climate change progress since the 2015 Paris Agreement and what needs to be done now to avoid blowing past its goal of limiting warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial times. Activists and many experts say it has to include a commitment to phase out the fossil fuels driving climate change. Australia says it will help train thousands of new police officers in Papua New Guinea as part of a new bilateral security deal. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Under its terms, Australia will help to fund the recruitment of thousands of additional police officers in Papua New Guinea and build up its judiciary and prison services. The pact includes a provision that if either country believes it's facing a regional security threat, then both sides will consult and coordinate a response. The accord doesn't prevent Papua New Guinea from signing security agreements with other countries. It comes at a time of growing rivalry for influence across the Pacific. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Taiwan's defense ministry says it has spotted a Chinese surveillance balloon in the Taiwan Strait, along with a large-scale movement of military aircraft and ships. It says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.